When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's get a little business out of the way, my friends.
Day betting alert.
That's right. That's right.
Day betting alert.
We have got the Texas Rangers at 110 visiting the Detroit Tigers, Joseph. I'm looking at the lineup. The Rangers, no Adolis Garcia in the lineup today. No Jonah Heim in the lineup today. So a couple of guys getting the day off, but you've still got Semien, Seager, Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford in this lineup. And it brings me to a pitching matchup that is John Gray against Casey Mize of the Tigers. And much to my surprise, as I looked at the line on ESPN Bet, the Rangers, through the first five innings, on the run line, in other words, minus a half a run through five innings, at plus 115. Now, I think that has to do with Garcia getting the day off. I think the juice on that would be a little bit less. But the Tigers are at minus 145 plus a half run. I think the Rangers are worth playing here. And I'm not going with the heart. I'm trying to go with the head here. John Gray hasn't been bad last two starts. I say we go Texas here. First five innings.
Okay, so to be clear, it's a first five inning bet. So everything after five innings does not matter.
Correct.
We need the Rangers to be leading by one or more runs at the conclusion of five innings.
Correct.
In order for
tie,
us to win
we lose,
match.
And if they're losing, we lose.
Yes, if they're losing, we lose. I think most people understand that concept, but you never know, so it's good to get that out there. If they're losing, we lose. Okay, and it's plus 115, which means if you wager 100, you get back 115. I am on board. I have locked it in. I have sent out an official tweet from my account as well. I am ready to go. I'm watch. Handman smart. He's already got the game up for me in the studio here. Naturally, we'll be 8 to 10 seconds ahead of you, so we will keep you posted.
Well, we are trying to rectify that situation as well, so hopefully we can. So that's not the case. But we are on Texas minus a half run, first five innings. Texas okay. Minus a half run, first five innings. And if you're wondering, you know, why is Chubbs given the pick today and not, you know, the betting expert? Here's why. A little bit, I wouldn't say hot.
Chubbs is hot.
I'd say warm.
Chubbs is hot. No, listen, we've passed it around. The day betting alerts get passed around. If you're hot, we stick with you. Your first time up was the last time we did this. You made two picks. You made one. We thought there was going to be a rain delay, so we added another, and both of them ended up hitting. So now we're sticking with you. You're hot. You're doing a great job. Don't say warm. Say hot.
Even when I thought there was going to be a rain delay.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, we're going to get rained out. We're like, quick, we need to pivot. And then the rain delay didn't happen and the game started on time. And we're sitting here, we're like, okay, suddenly we have a lot more action than we anticipated, but challenge accepted. And both bets hit.
To be clear, I didn't think we were going to have a game to bet on, and we had bet on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're set here. Very excited. I see him warming up out on the field. It looks like a beautiful day in the great city of Detroit, where you and I will be next week, but neither here nor there at the moment. Okay. Okay, yep. I'm fired up. I'm ready. I'm very excited.
Are the Motor City Kitties home next week? Maybe we look at that. Well, actually, we're not going to go to a night game because, you know, the draft.
Yeah, so, like we're working. We're not going. Don't. We're not on vacation in Detroit. I'm glad to see your head's in the right spot.
Okay.
You got your dinner reservations all lined up?
I don't.
It's a big upset.
I'm working on it.
I mean, hey, you
honestly,
Detroit, though,
listen, just
hit up Wilner. He's not busy back there. Call the show. Tell us the best restaurants you'd recommend. We'll come by. But Carlin versus Joe meet and greet.
Here's the problem. You just a few minutes ago are talking about, you know, around the 24th pick. It's around 10 o'clock. Everybody's hungry in that room. And I'm already thinking, like, what are we going to order? Like, DoorDash isn't going to be able to deliver there. Security's not getting through.
No, you're going to be. Aren't you going to be in the heart of it?
Yeah, like we're going to need
that taken care of.
Yeah, we will be situated not too far from the stage in a hotel room that is heavily guarded.
My responsibilities take place in the morning and the middle of the afternoon, so I will probably be across the water in Windsor buying Cuban cigars and living the dream.
Violating federal trade laws.
Right. Just coming back with, it's like, where have you been, sir, with all this luggage? Oh, just a quick night trip. Three bags on a night trip, huh? Like in the movie, I'm not going to say the word. The Johnny Depp movie where he plays George Young.
I didn't see
Blow.
It.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that out loud. I just kind of wanted to drive people to it. It's a cocaine movie, so we'll go ahead and get that out there now that it's out there. But when he smuggles Blow across the border in a suitcase, and he's going through the customs thing, and the guy opens the luggage, and it's just all women's clothes. And he looks at him, and Depp looks at him, and he just goes, old habits, you know?
Hey, Joe, feeling great starts with a great shave. And great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol, and Barbasol, you're welcome. It is Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80. The news earlier today from Woj, the Milwaukee Bucks preparing to be without Giannis for the start of their opening round series against the Indiana Pacers. They are hopeful that treatment on the left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. Now listen, later in the series is interesting to me in how are they going to play this. If the Bucks are down 2-0 and there's a glimmer of hope, do they decide to try to push it and rush him back out there? That does not seem like the right course of action to me, and it doesn't seem like the right course of action to Kendrick Perkins either.
If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm looking at the Indiana Pacers, and there's no way in hell that you should put any type of pressure on bringing back Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm not saying that they are, but he should be able to get treatment, rehab, and get back in the second round because you have enough pieces. Right. You have enough pieces. You have Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. You have money-making Milton. You have Brooke Lopez, who have shown us time and time again.
Money-making Milton.
Yeah, that's his name. Money-making. He's been playing great basketball.
That's how they introduced him in Pfizer Forum.
Yeah, since he's got back. Okay. And Bobby Portis. I'm going to say this again.
Important
Bobby
figure.
Portis is a 20-10 guy when he's a starter. Doc Rivers got to coach his off.
Listen, Perk said that with us last week. If they're down 2-0, how are you playing this if you are the Bucks?
Here's what I'm going to start with on this before I answer that question.
Okay.
You are going to find out everything you need to know about Doc Rivers and Damian Lillard and whether or not you want to stay in business with them in this series. Everything you need to figure out is going to be laid out right in front of you here. Greatness is forged in the fire of adversity. You can quote me on that. That's a Joe Fortenball special. Greatness forged in the fire of adversity. You got some adversity in front of you right now, all right? Hasn't been a great season. Stumbled a bit down the stretch. Fired a coach at one point. Lost a star in Giannis for a few games. What are you going to do? You going to pack up? You going to cry? You going to go home? Or are you going to show up and you're going to play? This is the playoffs, okay? Maybe you don't win a championship this year, but you can go out there and you can work your tails off and you can compete. Because you found your way into the postseason. You owe it to yourselves. You owe it to your fans. You owe it to the association to go out there and give it your best. All right? If it doesn't work out, so be it. We understand. But if they go out there and lay an absolute egg and just get rolled in this thing, maybe they lose a tight one in game one, and then they show up lethargic in game two, and then they go to Indianapolis and just get the doors blown off them because everyone's looking ahead to vacation. Lillard's out and Doc's out. And I understand that they shouldn't take all the blame. I'm going to be very clear about that. But you're not going to want to stay in business with those guys. You're just not. This is a situation where you've been, in my opinion, presented with an opportunity. You can show Giannis. You can show everyone, hey, we understand it hasn't gone great, but it's a new season right now. We're going to take out the Pacers. That's our focus. If Doc can't coach him up, he's not your guy. If Lillard can't lead, because I've seen him lead in Portland, I've seen him with his back against it against the Warriors. And the Warriors ran his team out of the building, but he showed up every single night to play. You're going to find out everything you need from these two guys right here in this series.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that thought process. And with Dame in particular, I think you're in a very interesting scenario. If it is what Stephen A. has suggested, that Dame's just not happy being there either, is it out of the realm of possibility that we're looking at Dame not going to be all that broken up if, in fact, they do want to break up with him? Like, it's not going to be shocking to me if Dame wants out after this year, too.
Compete hard and then deal with that after. Don't mail it in now.
I don't think he's going to mail it in.
The true competitors don't go out there and sulk and put on a little show that they're not happy and they don't want to be there. I've seen Lillard. I know he's not that guy. Go out there and compete. And then afterwards, go to management and say you're not happy and you want out. That's fine. That stuff happens all the time. But don't do it on the court. Don't go out there and pack it in this series. Because you know what? There are a lot of us out here that are excited for the NBA playoffs. There are a lot of us that want to watch these games. There are a lot of us that are interested in this product. You owe it to us. We're the ones that tune in. We're the ones that pay for the tickets and go to the games. You got fan bases out there. If you lose, you lose. You'll have a couple of idiot haters that say what they say. You can forget about it. But leave it on the court. At the very least, leave it on the court.
It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We are underway in Detroit, Texas, and the Tigers.
Ooh, I almost forgot about this.
We have got the Rangers minus -1.5 run through the first five innings. That is our day betting alert situation
today. Day betting alert.
Let's go yard early here. Let's get a crooked number early in this one.
Okay, Marcus Semien first pitch, little weak fly ball. Okay.
No, it's 1-0. We got a nice outside ball. Wait, we already have an out?
Yeah, we already have an out.
Oh,
first
wow.
pitch.
I was so deep into that Lillard take, I didn't even notice what was happening. That's what happens to me. I go. It's called going monk. You just go monk in those situations. You're on a different transcendental plane.
You kind of blacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I blacked out mid take.
By your own greatness. Can't believe what greatness I am putting out there. By the way, I did just quickly. I did Google greatness is forged in the fire of adversity. Looks like you're the only one who said it.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, John Adams said people and nations are forged in the fire of adversity.
Nobody cares what that guy had to say.
Agreed.
It's a new era.
Adams, come on. That's 300 years ago. This is Fortinbaugh's time.
Who's building nations now? Like, let's go. Nations are built.
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Everybody is wondering if four or five quarterbacks could go in the first round, but there's a whole other scenario that Adam Schefter put out there this morning that could really shake things up. It's a whole other kettle of fish, my friends, and I don't even know who would have a kettle of fish.
No.
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
It's very odd.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Carlin versus Joe. Pizza Money Alert.
Pizza, pizza.
All right, let's talk a little basketball tonight. Big matchup between the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings. I'm going to play the Warriors money line. It's minus 145. Going two units here. The rare two-unit play on the Golden State Warriors because, quite frankly, this is a matchup I think they're born for. It's little brother Sacramento, dinged up, no Malik Monk, no Kevin Huerter. They've been stumbling down the stretch. Great season, great things are in store for Sacramento, but the Warriors have always had their number. And given the way the Dubs have played late in the season, since March 26th, they have more wins than anybody in basketball with 10. They're top five in both offensive and defensive efficiency. I know a lot of people are on TV talking about whether or not they can make a deep run in the playoffs. I don't believe that, but I do believe they can win this game tonight against the Kings. Rare two-unit play. Warriors, money line, minus 145 over the Sacramento Kings.
Penix back to pass. Throwing in, so caught! Touchdown!
The biggest thing is confidence. You know, you got to be confident in all your decisions.
He's more of an athlete than people are giving him credit for.
So good with his feet in the pocket, resetting and making throws.
Michael Penix, he has the best arm I've ever seen. To see the things that he does, and he's such a leader.
You're going to get all kinds of information over the next week plus, as we have been for the last few weeks, but I think it's going to heat up even more and more as we get closer to the NFL draft. That is next Thursday night. And, of course, it's all covered on ESPN Radio, on ESPN, on ABC. We will have it all for you from pillar to post. Adam Schefter this morning. Adam Schefter, you may know him, senior NFL insider this morning. Breaks every single piece of NFL news there ever is. I might be overstating it, but if I am, it's certainly not by much. Here he is on what he expects in the first round with the quarterbacks.
We've been talking about all these teams that need quarterbacks, and we're talking about six quarterbacks that potentially could go in the first round. And because of all the teams that need one, to me, that's going to drive up the number of quarterbacks taken in round one. Because of the needs of so many teams, I would be shocked if there weren't at least five quarterbacks taken in round one. And I think because of all the teams that need one, I think we're going to wind up with six when all is said and done.
Wow. You know, you were on this at the beginning, and I say we because anything you're on, I'm generally on as well. The over 4.5 quarterbacks taken in the first round. And then all of a sudden, the market really completely changed on that with the over-under being 4.5 as far as the quarterbacks taken in the first round. And now Schefter throwing that out there. Now, I don't expect the market to necessarily change right away. But, Joe, Adam Schefter does not throw it out there for the sake of throwing it out there. And you know what that says to me? He believes in the desperation of NFL teams. And when you've got four quarterbacks off the board, that team that's looking for one later on, they may just reach a little bit.
I hate this market. I hate everything about this market. I'm all over the place. I was on the over 4.5, and I was on it, and I was on it, and I was on it. And then yesterday, I was like, enough's enough. I'm getting out. I pulled the ripcord. So I went ahead and bet it plus money the other way. I'm going to sustain a loss here, but it's a minimal loss because the juice on the over versus the plus money coming back to me on the under, I basically created a situation where I'm paying a few bucks to just not have the stress of this bet. Now, I might still get involved, but I don't know what the hell to do because at every turn, there's a different piece of news that pushes me in a certain direction. Like, originally I sat there and I thought, we know we're getting four. I just need Nix or Penix to slide in. I feel confident about that. I'm betting it. And then the more I talked to people in Vegas, it was just the more Nix is going to slide, Penix is going to slide. This happens every year. You see the individual player props for both Nix and Penix. The over-under is set at 32.5, which means an underbet is a first-round pick and overbet is a second-round pick or later. And they're juiced to the over. So I'm trying to make sense of that. So I said, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm pulling the ripcord. I'm getting out. And then I hear this today. Schefter saying he thinks six, not five, six. So now I feel like getting back in. Ultimately, those comments have not moved the market yet. Quarterbacks over 4.5 in the first round. Still the favorite at minus 190, but a couple days ago it was as high as minus 270. So it has come down, and now it's sitting there at minus 190. So it's a favorite. Schefter's position is the favorite, but those words have not sent it any higher since. I don't know what to do with this. Right now I'm sitting it out, essentially. What are you thinking?
I am thinking our number's five.
Five, huh?
Number one, obviously the first three are going to go in the first three spots. No matter who, if the Patriots trade out or not, a quarterback's getting taken there.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy will go by six.
By six?
He will go.
Okay.
By six. But that's only because I read into things like this, and it's not the first time I've heard it, about the Giants on McCarthy. Albert Breer, this is from Jordan Ronan, of course, ESPN's NFL insider for the Giants.
Good dude. Tans very well. When he came back from Mexico, had a great tan.
Alarmingly good tanner. Albert Breer said that the Giants have inquired about trading up. They might need to get to pick four or five to get a top quarterback, which it means to get to McCarthy. Joe Shane, Brian Daboll have done extensive work on the draft's top quarterbacks, including private workouts with some of the top prospects. Ownership is giving them has given them the blessing to draft a quarterback if they so desire. There are four quarterbacks that will be drafted in the top 10. Possible six in the first round. That's what Breer is saying. I look at this, Joe. I think the Giants will not spend a ton of capital to get up to four or five to do it. But if McCarthy is there at six, they will absolutely do it. I don't know that I expect the Chargers to trade out of the fifth pick when they have a chance to get a premier offensive lineman in Joe Alt. The Cardinals are the wild card if somebody wants to do that. But if you're the Giants, what are you going to do? You're going to give up a future first? You're going to give up a second this year to move up two spots? I don't know. All of that being said, I don't think he makes it past six. And then, desperation. If you have four go in the top six, Joe, what does that say about 11, 12, 13? You're going to tell me that the Raiders are not capable of panicking and taking Michael Penix?
This is ultimately the best case for the over 4.5 quarterbacks.
I think so, too.
Four going that early, even if McCarthy slips to like 10, say wherever Minnesota is, 10, 11, I think they're at 11. If he slips to 11 and goes there, let's say worst case scenario, and the other three have already gone, that's four with 21 picks to go.
Right.
And it's a premier position we're talking about. It gives everyone plenty of time to pick up the phone and start asking pick 32, pick 31, pick 30. What are you going to want if a certain somebody's available come your pick at the end of the first round and we want to trade back in? And it starts getting teams thinking, damn, if we really like Penix, but this thing's going fast. Like anyone who's ever been in a fantasy football draft, you know what it is. You know the tight end run. When the tight end run starts, you know, everyone starts to panic. All of a sudden, the first tight end's off the board, and now we're thinking we got to make a move. And you're either early or you sit back and you say, I missed it. I'm going to keep picking off guys at wide receiver and running back. Maybe I'll grab my quarterback, and I'll just deal with tight end later. That's how teams could operate. That is the best case for how we get five in. It's just I can't get out of my mind these conversations about Bo Nix that people are coming up with now about the whole idea that he's not a starter in the NFL, that he is a high-end backup, as some are saying.
Yeah.
And that sticks to me as if that's how he's viewed by most teams in the league, then we're down to Penix because no one's drafting a high-end backup in the first round.
Okay, quick aside here. We're going to have Jeff Darlington on in a few minutes.
Darls.
Sure. He was at Augusta covering it for ESPN.
The Masters. Good for him.
Jeff, I mean, I think we can agree, and he's never taken offense to this. Pretty boy, right? Pretty boy.
You call him it. I try to stay away from the name calling, but I do agree.
I think Jeff fancies himself as in the upper echelon, you know? Listen to this text earlier today, this exchange with Evan. Evan, if you would, please present this text exchange.
Yeah, so you guys asked me to find out if that was the first time he was at Augusta. I asked him, was that the first time you were at Augusta? It was not my first time. I've gone each of the last few years. Oh, that's nice, Jeff. It was my first time covering it as a reporter. Played there in January. Didn't need that flex.
No. Couple of things there.
I got something too. Go ahead.
Yeah, just briefly. Number one, been there the last couple of years. I don't think Jeff was putting in for the lottery to get in, if you know what I'm saying. He's pulling strings there.
Okay.
And number two, played there in January. Okay, well, you played there in January. Maybe they said, let him in for January because that's the weakest month of the year to play. But still, like, you got to throw it in our face. Oh, yeah, I played there a couple months ago.
I'm going a different route here. Evan, could you pronounce the name of that course again, please?
Augusta.
One more time.
Augusta.
What's going on at the beginning there? Augusta.
Oh, Augusta.
There's Augusta. An O. It's like you got the Augusta. Like, what's with the... There's a little extra something.
How do you
say
the month?
August.
Augusta.
Okay. Listen.
I don't feel like anything's been resolved on that front.
We'll clear that up in the listening session later. I don't like the whole tone of it. And we got Darlington coming on. So here's my thought. I say we hit Darlington right out of the gate with, Jeff, cannot wait to talk to you about how incredible Augusta must have been.
Augusta must
have been. Get your thoughts on it all. I really got to have you give us everything you got on it. And then just straight football. Ask him nothing about it at the end.
Yeah.
Sorry, couldn't get to it.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah.
I love it.
Really want to pump him up like, hey, you're a foremost authority on all things that are will make you feel better than us.
All right.
What do you think?
You don't have to challenge me with a good time.
That's next. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
To pass, gets it completed, it's a touchdown!
I love the grit, the toughness, the competitiveness.
When the money's on the line and like we gotta go make plays, he was fantastic.
J.J. McCarthy is so smart, so tough, athletic. He's kind of old school.
Someone that loves winning, someone that is unselfish, someone that's gonna take over a team.
Where does J.J. McCarthy go? Is it to Minnesota if they can make a trade up? We get answers. Because Jeff Darlington provides answers, our ESPN NFL insider who joins us right now. We also, Jeff was at Augusta this weekend covering the Masters for ESPN. He knows this course inside and out. He has been there many, many times. He has played there as recently as just a few months ago. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get your take on Augusta, Jeffrey. We'll do that momentarily.
I miss you.
Miss you.
Yeah.
Is your finger broken? Can't pick up the phone?
I miss your face. Miss your scent.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a musk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Been a
Understandable.
Long time.
Understandable. Yeah. You're not the first. You're not the last. Yeah. Jeff, let's get into some NFL.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I had a great week in Augusta, which we can talk about.
We will.
Experience, but let's talk football.
Let's talk football, Jeff. You're going to be in Minnesota draft night. The Vikings are a fascinating team in the first round. How do you view this right now, the possibility of the Vikings trading up to get a quarterback?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of fascinating teams in certainly in the top six, let's say. But I would say the Vikings, from a movement standpoint, have all the makings of being the most fascinating team in the first round, from the standpoint that they hold numbers 11 and 23 in the first round. And they also have the obvious need for a quarterback, perhaps more so than really any of these teams. So, you know, whether they stay at 11 and try to get a guy there, or whether they use 11 and 23 to move up, is such a fascinating question, and so fascinating from the perspective that if you are the Vikings GM and you are basically saying, we've got our target of a guy who's going to be available, say after the Patriots at 3, do we make the move up or wait for him? Can we even find the trade partner to do it? But that, I mean, it's awesome. And really the question, I mean, you look at the Chargers at 5, that seems like such a prime spot. You know, you take your 11 and 23 and maybe even more. It's probably going to take more to get up that far. Do you trade all of that up to the Chargers to say, get JJ McCarthy, or if Drake May is available, to get Drake May, which seems unlikely at this point, but certainly I think the Vikings are very, very, very intriguing spot.
If the Patriots would stay pat at 3 and make the pick, and then say the Giants beat them on the trade-up, maybe they go to 4 with Arizona and they grab J.J. McCarthy, is there a backup plan for Minnesota? Do they then think about a Bo Nix or Michael Penix at 11? Do they think about one of those quarterbacks at 23? How do they operate if McCarthy is off the board and he's not one of their guys?
So I wish I could answer it for you. I cannot, because that's one of those things that, you know, that's a state secret. But I would say the intriguing component there is, if you're the Vikings and they fall past that spot, do you even, first of all, you have 11 and 23. Is 11 what it's going to take to get the quarterback? Because at that point, if the teams that need the quarterbacks, if that run is over, suddenly you're saying, well, maybe we can wait till 23 and get them there. I truly don't know the answer. And honestly, I don't know that they can predict the answer at this point, because they have to see how things fall. But you mentioned Nix and Penix, and those do feel like those sort of potential guys that will slide to where you don't even need to use 11. So the Vikings could still come out of the first round with a quarterback without even using the 11th overall pick or other ammunition that it would require to trade all the way up to, say, number 5.
Jeff Darlington with us, ESPN NFL reporter. He'll be in Minnesota with the Vikings. If there was a team that they felt like they absolutely needed to get in front of to get who they wanted, who is it up there?
I mean, you mentioned the Giants. That feels like it. The Patriots are just too high, in my opinion, to be able to surpass them, because we know Washington is going to take a quarterback at 2. So if New England's going to take their quarterback, they're going to do it. But that, you know, again, that's what makes the top so intriguing, is that if you're a team like the Vikings who wants the quarterback, where do you need to slide to get them? Because the first 3 teams are all teams that need quarterbacks. So you're all of a sudden looking, if you're not willing to mortgage the farm, you're looking at needing to get to 4. And I think 5 is the most likely spot with the Chargers, since they have Herbert. I think the Giants are a very intriguing spot, but they've got Daniel Jones, so they don't have to be desperate. So if I'm the Vikings, I'm probably inclined to stay patient at 11, unless you've got to say, we have to get to 5 to get McCarthy.
Dallas Cowboys have been obviously one of the most popular top talking points with this draft class, whether or not, because they haven't signed Dak Prescott to an extension, are they going to draft a quarterback? You think there's any chance, I believe they're at pick number 24, you think there's any chance they could go quarterback there?
I don't think so, because they need so much more because of their salary cap situation. To me, they're in a position where they have to find cheap, immediate impact players
because they are so they were so stretched thin in this offseason. They couldn't do anything because of Dak's salary cap number, which they decided not to extend him, so they couldn't pick up other players. So they have to rely on the draft to get those players. To me, if they have any chance of having a championship run this season with Dak as their quarterback, they can't be thinking about replacing him right now. So to me, I do not think they go quarterback at any point early on. I just believe these picks, given their salary cap situation, are just too important.
Jeff, unfortunately, we've run out of time, so we have no time to talk about your knowledge of Augusta and how you can continue to show us that you're better than all of us.
It's probably best.
Yeah, because, well, I'm going to be honest with you for a second. We talked about this last segment, and we said we were going to box you out on Augusta. And the reason we said that is because of your text exchange with Evan earlier today, where Evan pointed out to us that you said, yes, I have been there many, many times. In fact,
no,
I just played there 2 months ago. I read the text.
Oh,
I read
horrible.
The text. I know what it said.
It
I basically
many,
have
many
I basically have my own room at Butler Cabin. That's what you said.
What was the answer supposed to be? He said, had you ever been to Augusta?
No, many, many, many times.
No, I didn't say many, many times. Pull out the tape. That's not true. And I know that he's not even lying about this. It's you.
Did you slide in? Did you or did you not slide in? Yeah, I played there in January.
Played there. He asked, was this your first time at Augusta? I thought we were making chitter chat. I thought we were having small talk.
Evan, was this small talk? Was this chitter chat or was this Jeff Darlington rubbing it in your face?
Was that your first time at Augusta?
Felt like a yes or no question.
It was not my first time there. By the way, it was my first time covering the event as a reporter. And yes, I did play there in January. What a wonderful experience. You can't just be happy for me.
Go ahead and call me a troglodyte, Jeff. That's what you want to do.
Jealousy is a terrible quality.
Jeff, I think what Chris was asking is, are you a member there and can you get us a foursome? There's three of us.
Absolutely not. On both accounts, thank you very much. And by the way, guys, if I could and I can't, I would certainly bring all of you guys without Chris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that works.
You automatically assume that I'm going to be the guy over, you know, having to, you know, take a whiz over in the bushes.
Darlington knows if he walks.
Egregious assassination of character.
He walks through those gates with Chris Carlin as one of his guests. He's getting run out of there pretty quickly.
I've got no. I am just happy to be on the grounds myself, fellas. Oh. You know?
Jeff,
you know
thanks.
I mean?
We appreciate it.
I did buy you. I bought you a gnome just because it looks a little bit like you.
Jeff Darlington.
Yeah, so I didn't know they sold little statue to Chris
with the little Masters logo on it. I love it. A little gnome. That's great. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The biggest story surrounding the NBA play-in that nobody is talking about. That's after this. From our friends at Indeed, there is really no better time. It's the perfect time, in fact, to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring today at Indeed.com/credit.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lakers 124, Pelicans 108. The Lakers earn the 8th seed and will play in the 7-8 play-in game.
The Lakers should not play LeBron. They should not play AD. They do not want to be the 7th seed. You want to be the 8th.
We know what's at stake for the Lakers. What's at stake for one of the guys that was supposed to be the next bright young star in the game? It's Carlin versus Joe. ESPN Radio. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol shaving cream. That's Barbasol shaving cream, an American classic for over 100 years. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. Joseph, quite simply, what is at stake tonight for the New Orleans Pelicans?
This is the biggest game of Zion Williamson's career, which at first you might hear that and think to yourself, all right, that's a bit of hyper. And then before you finish the sentence, you realize it's absolutely true. He has never been in a postseason game as a member of the New Orleans Pelicans, as a member of the National Basketball Association. They did go to the playoffs 1 year. They were quite feisty in a series against the Phoenix Suns. That was the year Zion Williamson didn't play at all.
Mm-hmm.
5 years in the league, zero postseason appearances. But let's be clear here. That's not the only thing that's happened during his 5 years in the league. He did, back in 2022, get a five-year, $231 million extension. Nobody has disappointed more based on all the hype they've had coming in to a professional career than him. And some people say, come on now. Come on now. There's some bigger busts out there. Look at Markelle Fultz. No one knew about Markelle Fultz until his final year at Washington when he came out into the draft. This is a guy we followed during his high school years, if not prior to that. There are a small handful of American athletes that we have been tracking since way before their collegiate or professional careers. Bryce Harper's one. Bryce Harper has delivered on the hype. LeBron James is one. LeBron James has delivered on the hype. Victor Wembanyama's a guy that we were talking about a couple years before he was going to go pro. He was obviously an international player. He came into the NBA and immediately delivered on those expectations. Zion Williamson has fallen woefully short. But while he's fallen woefully short with the injuries and the weight issues and the lack of production, he has been rewarded at every turn by his organization. They have stood by him. They have supported him. They have paid him. They have put good talent around him. They have tolerated all of this at every turn because they desperately want to make it work with him. Now it's time for him to pay back them and everybody else who has supported them. It would be an absurd statement if they were a 15-point underdog tonight. They're not. They're a 1.5-point favorite over the Lakers. Vegas sees them as the better option here to win this game. And on top of that, he's coming off a dud of a performance on Sunday against the Lakers, in which he shot 4 of 13 in a critical game, scoring only 12 points. This right here is the biggest game of his career. It is time he lived up to the hype in some way, shape, or form, or we can just kind of forget about all that hype and realize he's just another dude. He's above average, but he's certainly not generational.
So I want to point to just what you cited, okay? The four games leading up to the season finale, which they needed to stay out of the play-in. If they win, they are in the sixth spot and the Suns are in the seventh. Okay? They lose to the Lakers 124-108. 4 for 13, 12 points. The four games prior, Joe, had 29 in a win against Phoenix, had 22 in a win against Portland, had 31 in a win against Sacramento, had 26 in a win against Golden State. So he had progressed until that point, but then when it mattered the most, nothing. Nothing. This is the guy that we were supposed to be seeing as the next great player. You hit it all on the head with the hype. I was working in New York at the time, Joe. We went out at a local bar. It was jam-packed for a draft lottery party because of Zion Williamson coming to the Knicks.
New York was going nuts over him, were they not?
I shelled out $150 to get 200 ping-pong balls that said Zion on it.
$150 for 200 ping pong balls.
Yeah, I got screwed. I didn't get to the right marketing company that's going to give me a good deal. But anyway.
All right, that's neither here nor there.
That is neither here nor there. The point is, he has been nothing. And is it really, what is Zion most well known for since he's been in the league? Talking about his weight. That's it. So what do you have to do when you're a young player and you face this kind of a narrative? You got to change the narrative. Let's see it. I'm with you.
This is the game. Like I'm, and the thing is, it sounds like an aggressive anti-Zion take.
No.
I want to see it tonight. Like, this is the opportunity we've all been waiting for. This is year five of Zion Williamson in the NBA. It's moved that quickly. This is, what a freaking disaster.
Evan Carter, what are you doing?
What are they
doing? Oh, my God. Evan Carter in right field.
They
base hit.
Couldn't care less about this game.
Oh, my God. Evan Carter, there's a base hit with a runner on first to right field. Evan Carter lets the ball go right through the wickets, and instead of what might have been first and third, it's now a run. Tigers on the board. We've got Texas minus a half run through the first five innings. Go ahead, finish it.
This is the thing. This is the thing. Like, when I see, this is the problem with baseball. I watch this and I go, I could easily do that. And the thing is, that's not like, oh, I could have knocked down that three at the buzzer, which we all know isn't true. I could have easily stopped that ball in the outfield and thrown it in. Like, that's what makes it hard for me to watch this product.
Right through the wickets. Clean it up!
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.